Now, here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers this stormy morning, Lisa Pereira.
Two stories dominate today's papers: the election of Micheál Martin as Taoiseach and the arrival of Storm Éowyn. There's consensus in the coverage of the storm. It's bringing danger. Hurricane force winds in worst storm for 60 years, says the Irish Independent. Dread alert, says the Irish Sun, over a full page map of Ireland covered in red. The Belfast Telegraph quotes First Minister Michelle O'Neill as saying, "There's a danger in thinking that this is just like any other storm. This is a red alert." Turning to the election of Micheál Martin and his new cabinet, there's a range of headlines. Profound honour as Martin finally appointed Taoiseach, says the Irish Examiner. New Taoiseach pledges diplomatic trade offensive with Trump's America, says the Irish Times. Jobs for the boys, says the Independent. And there's a front page photo of lots of men in suits, with a few women scattered in between, to illustrate the point. The Examiner says Micheál Martin's election came after 2 days of intense drama over speaking rights for independent TDs supporting the government. But that drama is viewed in a positive light in the Irish news. Politics correspondent John Manley says, watching from north of the border, where in the absence of any real political developments, the Assembly Speaker's remarks on MLA's dress sense makes headlines, it was refreshing to witness some passion, petulance and ultimately progress. The Times reports on the arrest of two teenage girls on suspicion of pressuring vulnerable adults to hand over money. It's a follow-up to a story which emerged on Liveline yesterday when Ruth Sperling spoke about her 23-year-old son Joshua, who has Down syndrome. On a day out in Dublin from his home in Greystones, Joshua was approached by two young women and coerced into withdrawing hundreds of euro from an ATM. Other stories covered by most papers are the resentencing of Cathal Crotty to 2 years in prison for his assault on Natasha O'Brien. His earlier sentence of 3 years fully suspended was overturned on appeal. The shortfall of over 3,000 homes in the last government's target for house building, and the Oscars, where the film Kneecap failed to get a nomination. In The Times, producer Trevor Burney said, "A year ago, we were at Sundance and we thought that was the high point. Here we are a year later, still talking about Kneecap." Back to Storm Éowyn, and there's a very different slant coming from East Cork. The Irish Daily Mirror is reporting about the carcass of a huge fin whale, which was washed up onto Ballinclamper Beach close to Dungarvan at least 5 days ago. A spokesperson for the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group said it's not known how the 20-metre-long whale died, but they believe it may have been dead for at least 2 weeks before they became aware of it. A spokesperson said they're hoping Storm Éowyn will wash the giant carcass back out to sea.
Lisa Pereira there.